With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The Blackfeet Indian Reservation is now under a mandatory 14-day stay-at-home order. Over the weekend, Blackfeet and Glacier County officials say they identified the first 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19 among reservation residents. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Tribal and county officials say all 9 people who tested positive have been quarantined and close contacts notified. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council implemented a mandatory 14-day stay-at-home order Saturday, saying there's the potential the disease is community spread on the reservation. The council is also calling for a halt of all social gatherings, including recently reopened restaurants, campgrounds, and other group events for local residents. This follows tribal leaders' decision last week to close roads on reservation land leading to the east entrances of Glacier National Park for the remainder of the summer tourism season. Tribe officials said the move is to protect vulnerable residents. The Glacier County Health Department says there are now 12 active cases in the county, including the 9 on reservation. Most of the state continues on with phase 2 of Governor Steve Bullock's reopening plan. The state announced 56 new COVID-19 cases Monday, the largest single-day spike since the pandemic reached the state. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Last weekend, Montana saw its biggest spike yet in COVID-19 cases. Caitlin Nicholas with YPR News reports on how the disease is impacting Native Americans across the state.
As of Monday morning, more than 900 people in Montana have had confirmed cases of COVID-19. Native Americans account for 13% of the cases, even though they make up less than 7% of the state's population. Jim Murphy is with the Montana Department of Health and Human Services.
American Indian populations throughout the whole state are not being disproportionately impacted. What we have is a localized outbreak in one area of the state, that's the Crow Reservation Bighorn area. They are being disproportionately impacted.
Aaron Wernham, CEO of the nonprofit Montana Healthcare Foundation, says Native families are more susceptible to COVID-19 because multiple generations of a family often live in the same home.
So you've got elders who are particularly vulnerable to getting severe COVID infections, living with a large family with younger people who may be out and about more.
He says the exact impact of the pandemic on Indigenous people is difficult to track. Not only because of inconsistent reporting, but also because so many agencies work together to serve the tribes.
So you've got a mix of Indian Health Service, which is the federal agency that provides a lot of health services, private hospitals, and then the county government health agencies, which are doing a lot of the data collection along with the tribal health departments. So that's a very complicated health system, and so coordination is incredibly important.
Across the state, tribal nations have taken measures to protect their members and reservations. The Crow Tribe extended their stay-home order until July 15th, and the Northern Cheyenne extended their shutdown until July 10th. This weekend, the Blackfeet Nation announced a new 14-day stay-home order. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Tribal Affairs reporter. A flood watch is in place for much of northwest Montana and some central parts of the state. According to the National Weather Service, widespread rain could continue into Tuesday. Heavy rain could bring stream and river flooding, especially to the Rocky Mountain front and areas immediately downstream. Localized flash flooding is possible in urban areas with poor drainage and also in steep mountainous terrain where mudslides and rock slides may occur. A flood warning has been issued for the Dearborn River until 6 p.m. Wednesday, meaning flooding is imminent. An advisory of elevated water is in effect until noon Wednesday for northern Lewis and Clark County. Other potential impacted rivers are Sun River, Teton River, Elk Creek, St. Mary's River, Mariah's River, Big Hole, and Jefferson River. Montana has confirmed another 90 COVID-19 cases, and test results reported from Saturday through Monday, bringing the total number of known cases to over 900. Montana announced 23 new cases on Saturday, 11 on Sunday, and a one-day record of 56 Monday. Nearly 300 people in the state are known to be currently infected, and 13 are hospitalized. Gallatin County reported 23 new cases, and Yellowstone County reported 21 over the 3 days. Both counties have 55 people who are known to be infected. Gallatin County health officials say they're seeing cases tied to crowded places like bars, restaurants, and parties, and urge residents to take the virus seriously. Montana Monday reported a total of 919 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 56 new cases since Sunday. That's the biggest one spike since the pandemic started in March. This has prompted some Montana hospitals to tighten visitor guidelines. Edward O'Brien reports.
Providence, Montana is reverting to a no-visitor policy for inpatients at St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula and St. Joseph Medical Center in Polson. The change takes effect Wednesday, July 1st. Dr. James McKay is Providence's chief physician executive. McKay says the state's growing COVID-19 caseload combined with evidence of community spread in Missoula and Lake counties is cause for concern.
The virus is now spreading, and also we're having folks come in from out of state now. So those things are adding up to make it look like this summer and maybe this fall is when we're going to get more of our surge. Now, hopefully, you know, it won't be anything like they've experienced in some of the larger, densely populated metropolitan areas, but it's certainly something that we need to be ready for.
McKay says hospital caregiver and patient protection takes priority at this critical juncture.
What we want to make sure is that we have the beds and the caregivers here available when they need us. And we think by instituting this visitor policy, we can help ensure that that will happen.
Missoula's Community Medical Center is also now reverting to a no inpatient visitor policy Wednesday. Community and Providence offer exemptions for maternity and end-of-life care. Contact those facilities for details. Kalispell Regional Healthcare, meanwhile, is currently enforcing a limited visitor policy. That means inpatient visitors are limited to no more than two designated visitors, one at a time. Hospital officials say they're monitoring conditions and will adjust visitation guidelines as necessary. St. Vincent Healthcare in Billings allows only one visitor per patient. All are screened upon entry and masks are required for all visitors. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.